Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everybody, welcome, and thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. My name is Zach, I'm here with Laura. Today we're going back and forth a little bit about what happens when you want different things. I don't think every difference needs to be a conflict, but that can get there pretty quick. And sometimes the best way out of a conflict is just to submit to a higher power. That maybe is a coin flip, or maybe it's the greatest game of all time, which is Rock, Paper, Scissors. I love that game. I think it's gotten me out of a lot of jams. Maybe it'll get you out of some jams. This is a very cool conversation. Stick around.
So you asked me where I was headed.
Yeah. I think we know. We heard last time on your advertisement that you're headed to a bachelor party and you're giving away presents.
Well, now it's actually, yeah. Well, I got my presents and now I'm going to the bachelorette party and I'm really, I'm excited. I always hand over, you know, like these explicit gifts, hope like with a wink, wink, nod, nod. And I don't know if they get used. I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have a question. I'm just going to jump right into it because this came. What?
Well, actually, go ahead. But in terms of your explicit gifts, there's a creepy old man in my life who I love and adore, but he just listened to the podcast for the first time. He was like, Laura, I like her. And he's like, what is this? What is this product thing that I'm getting one of those. And I'm like, please, you can spare me that knowledge. I do not need to know about your.
That's wonderful. Is he partnered or is he just getting
that's
a product?
That's fine. I just didn't need to know about him and his old man.
Hold on. How old is he? You say old man, but I call you old man.
70.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. I actually think that products are probably more important. I'm talking about dame products, but, you know, sexual, let's see here. Growing up, this is kind of, you can get a little taste of what my childhood was like and how open we were about sexuality, but my dad would call them marital aids. You don't have to be married to use dame products, but that's what he called them. But I think at 70, it becomes more important to have marital aids, right?
I guess so. He thinks so.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Go for it.
Well,
I just didn't need him to tell me about it.
Find it by going to dameproducts.com. 15% off. MTR is your code. Pretty good, huh?
Hey, I also want to give a shout out. Let's see who it is. Allie.
Yeah.
Our friend Allie wrote in. Because remember in the last episode or in one of the last episodes, I talked about how I had a bad experience and you're like, what is that from? And I said, I'll give somebody $100 if they know what it's
from. Are you going to send her $100?
I am not going to send her $100, but,
I knew that was coming,
but she got it right. It's a quote from The Italian Job. And also I got another email from a dude whose name I do not know, but we'll just call him
dude
JV956.
You just outed him on the podcast. Okay, go on.
Well, and Allie too, but this guy, he knew it too. He was like, it's from The Italian Job. It's most deaf in The Italian Job.
Most
and he hates dogs because he had a bad experience. So he's my hero.
Okay. Well, Tony wrote, not only did he give me two dad jokes, but he also sent me naughty dad jokes in video form. So thank you, Tony. But here's one of them. He said, where do dads get their dad jokes from? A database.
I know this one.
From the database. Well, you know them because I told them to you just before we hit record. Okay, here's the second one.
That's cool. That's nice. Nicely done. Yeah. There's such a thing as off we're supposed to create the magic off screen so we can bring it to the on screen.
I know. And then the other one, which I love that you guys are kind of like, you're paying attention, right? My husband does a lot of golf, which I'll vent here in a second. But he said, why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I'm not going to answer this because you already told me beforehand.
In case they get a hole in one. All right. So I'm getting ready to go to this bachelorette.
But basically, people listen to the podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you
for valuing our trivia questions. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have an extra $100 to send you.
Yeah.
But I can give you 15% off at Dame Products or Manscaped or other things.
Hold on. I just have to say about the Manscaped thing. There is one product that I have taken out of my husband's bag because, I mean, obviously, like, we all have body hair and the idea is to keep it trim and lovely. So I stole the razor. It's itty bitty. Like, I'm holding my fingers up. The razor is probably about 2 inches long. And it's so cute and tiny and it fits in my travel on. And so that's the one thing that I have taken from my husband is I would call it the, you know, like the close shaver, right?
Yeah.
The balder.
Yeah.
For going bald. Anyway.
It's something for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Can I vent for a second?
Absolutely.
Because it kind of goes into one of our listener questions. So I'm going on vacation.
What? You're doing what?
It's the 3-day vacation. No, I'm going to a bachelorette party in Willamette Valley. For those of you who enjoy Pinot Noir, this is a lovely Oregon wine country where Pinot is the grape and the varietal of choice. So I'm going there for 3 days and I had this on the calendar maybe 8 or 9 months because it was a planned bachelorette party. Nothing on the calendar. So excited. And then I want to say maybe 2 months ago, my husband says, wait, that's during the men's invitational. That's when my golf club is having a golf tournament. And I think my eyes rolled all the way back to my butt crack. They rolled so far back because
that's called contempt.
Yeah. Well, I do have quite a bit of contempt because I'm having a hard time leaving and staking claim on weekends where I don't have to worry or think about my kiddo and all of that. It would be another thing if we didn't have a kid, like, great, I'll go, you go. But I just wanted to take one weekend away where I didn't have to think about coordinating who's going to take care of my kiddo. So anyway, I'm kind of on the struggle bus with that right now because we can't seem to find a good happy medium or agreement about when I stake claim on a weekend, you don't also get to stake claim. So anyway. That's my vent.
I'm sorry about that. But you're still going away.
I'm still going away, but I can tell you that I have had many, many, many conversations with many people who are going to have to fill in the gaps, and I have a hard time asking for help. I do it, but it doesn't feel good to me.
See, this is the part though that Rebecca and I went through this phase too, and it wasn't golf tournaments and away weekends. It was just more like, hey, we've got a couple different directions we're all heading in and nighttime. And so what we ended up doing, and this is just how we solved a solvable problem, which was if you were on the calendar, you won. And if you needed to do something after somebody else had already won, like that you needed to add something to the calendar, you were in charge of solving the kid problem.
100%.
So why are you in charge of solving the kid problem? Why do you have to do all the work to like make sure that your kid is okay during this golf tournament?
Because
you won, sounds like.
I know, I did. I did win. And this butted up. We kind of have a similar arrangement, right? And the problem is that.
Because like in my world, in my world, it'd be like, great, you can have your golf tournament. Go for it.
Yeah.
I hope you win.
Figure
Good
out
luck
what to
taking
do.
Care of Holden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Figure out what to do with Hootie. I hope he enjoys riding on the cart with you for 3 days straight.
Yeah. That's going to be really fun, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, okay. So here's the problem. And this is similar to something that we set up a long time ago as well. Because Laura Heck likes to control things. And I knew that it's hard to believe. If Ryan says, fine, great, I got it handled. No problem. And then he goes, hey, can you send me all of the names of all of your friends so that I can arrange play dates? This is the part where if I say you're in charge, I need to be able to relinquish all control and say, I don't care how you get it done. I'm not going to micromanage this, but I can't do that. I'm like, you don't get to ask for favors from my friends. Ask your own friends for favors, or don't put Granny Nanny in charge of that. She's 77-year-old woman in the heat of the summer afternoon. Like, she needs to be napping. Poor woman. She is like vital and lovely. And anyway, so I have a hard time releasing control. Similar situation happened when I said, I don't want to do the housework anymore. I'm done. And my husband said, no problem. I got this. And he's like, I'm going to have a house cleaner come in. I'm going to hire a personal assistant that's basically going to clean the house whenever I want them to. I was like, that's not how you solve the problem. And I had a solution. Like, if you release control to someone, should you have a say in how they go about solving that problem? I think not.
Well, I don't know if this is what we're talking about, but it seems like, this is a theme that maybe is important, because I think, you know, the other story that you've heard me tell many, many times is that when our kids were both very young, we would lay in bed on the weekends and play this game called Who Could Pretend to Be Asleep the Longest.
Yeah. I thought only you pretended, but you were the best at it.
Well, I was better at it. So Rebecca would get up and she would like go do things with our children. And then I would wake up like an hour later and say, what's up? Why are you so mad? And she would say, because she's tired or something. And I would say, if you should have just woken me up, I would have been happy to get up. So we had to solve this problem, because that actually made the whole situation worse. So our solution, as you know, is,
and your weekend blew
Dad
up.
Dad woke up on Saturdays, Mom woke up on Sundays, period. That was the end. There was no negotiating, but we had to add this part, which was the sleeping person doesn't get to have any opinions about the person who is awake is doing. Cause I would, she would wake up and like make pancakes and build a tower and go on a walk and solve world peace. And I would just like,
and you'd shove an iPad in front of the kid.
Totally. Well, this is pre-iPad.
You would say, go into the other room and watch cartoons and I will sleep.
I would put a DVD in the DVD player, probably Baby Einstein or something. And then, and then fall asleep on the couch while they were perfectly entertained.
Baby Einstein. So exactly.
Basically it boils down to what creates peace, right? What creates peace for your unit. But I do think that control is an interesting one, because you can't claim to relinquish control and then still maintain it.
Exactly. And I am, I don't do this very often where I take responsibility, but I 100% recognize that I take responsibility for actually doing what you said you shouldn't do, which is have an opinion about what the other person is doing. If you have said you're in charge and then you micromanage the entire situation, that doesn't work.
Okay. So are we done for the day?
No. Is your contractor here?
He is, but I relinquished, I've given him freedom to do the thing. That's Everybody's going to think I'm like super, super contractory. Cause remember last time I hired this neighborhood kid to mow the yard, and now I have this other guy coming over to clean the
windows.
You mean
that you're a super outsourcey?
Yeah, I'm a super
outsourcey. You outsource everything?
I'm bougie.
Your wife must have said, hey, can you fix this thing? And you're like, no problem. I got it. Let me just go ahead and hire this person to do it for me.
Well, do you know I have a handyman and his name is Bernie, and his business is called Just Call Bernie.
I didn't know that actually.
So Rebecca's like, this thing is broken. I'm like, just call Bernie.
Just call Bernie.
That's the name of his own. This is the name of his business.
Smart.
But Bernie does everything in our house except for today. We're getting the deck power washed.
All right. That sounds nice. I actually went out and got a power washer, which has been on my to-do list. Hey, by the way, I have to tell you, my birthday is on Sunday. So this is coming out after my birthday.
Okay.
And I should have...
It's your 40th birthday?
It's not yet. Not even 40. Not yet. I did ask my hairdresser if he could find any silvers or grays in there, and he did the right thing. He responded.
He said no.
He said, no, I don't see a thing back here.
And then you're like, ow. Ow. Yeah. What's going on? Ow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what I did do was I warned my husband and I said, hey, I want to let you know my birthday is on Sunday. I'm going to be home in time to celebrate my birthday. I don't want any friends. I don't want a big celebration because I'm an introvert and I'm going to be super tapped out on bachelorette party. And the last thing I want to do is come and have to be the center of attention at my own birthday party on Sunday, even though I love being the center of attention, not after 3 days of going bachelorette stuff. But what I do want, and I told him, I was like, I want you to buy me presents and I want a pineapple upside down cake. That is what I want. Yep. And so I was really, really specific and I was very clear with him. And I told him again that I want presents.
Mm-hmm. You should also tell him that you want a Green Chef meal. because Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
I have to tell you, actually, I'm so pumped. So I got a whole bunch of the Green Chef boxes. They all arrived because I already subscribed to Green Chef.
Right.
Like I already do. And then we got our free boxes.
Yeah.
So I had probably 12 meals and I told the bachelorettes, I said, we're staying
in
tonight.
I got this part.
I'm bringing meals. And so I'm excited because I'm bringing a cooler with me.
Yeah.
That was a good segue. Way to wrap that in.
Except it's pretty obvious we don't have a thing that we're segueing to.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Here's the thing that we are segueing to is a question that came in from a listener.
Okay.
So, it's a female listener. She and her husband have been married for 17 years.
That's a lot.
And she said, it is a long time, right? She said, my husband goes out every weekend. I don't know if it's one day or 2 days, whatever that might be, goes out every weekend to the bars with his buddies and drinks. And she said, I don't think that this is right. What do you think? She's asking us. And it's kind of similar to what we talked about last week because we touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, in our last mailbag, we had a similar situation. I don't really know how to answer this question because I've been having this question, this conversation a lot, or at least my ears are attuned to this a lot, about sort of what's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? Is that good? Is that bad? Those things are floating. They're mysterious. They're unique to the relationship. What we know for sure is that it's a problem for her.
Yeah.
Because she decided that she was going to write two strangers and say, what do you think about my relationship?
Well, I think that, I don't know if men have this. I know as a female, I've had this experience and I've had the experience of listening to female friends that don't trust their feelings, meaning she's having some kind of a feeling and maybe she's feeling jealous of time. Maybe she's feeling like she's not a priority. Maybe she's feeling like her husband has, taken her for granted.
Peter Pan complex or that she's married to a giant child.
Totally. 100%. Yeah. And what I think she's experiencing, and I'm guessing there's other women out there, is I'm having this feeling and I don't know if I should trust that feeling. I don't know if I should react to that feeling. I don't know if I should talk to him about that feeling. And so instead I'm going to ask you, is it right or wrong? Because if you tell me that it's totally acceptable for him to be out there, then I'm going to go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to stuff these feelings down. I'm not going to pay any attention to it or address it with my partner. But if I say, if Laura and Zach said, no, that's totally wrong, he shouldn't be doing that, then I'm going to address it. And I think that's, I don't know. Do men have that experience?
Yeah. I mean, I think either way, it still comes down to her addressing it, because if she goes, hey, by the way, I just want you to know that I listened to this podcast and these two people that I asked a random question to, they said you shouldn't go out on the weekends. He's going to be like, whatever.
He doesn't care about us.
They're not the people. You're the people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. I do think there's something about, and this is coming up quite a bit, maybe just because it's summer, but this idea of how distracting, say, alcohol or partying or just sort of that whole scene is to a relationship. I mean, I'm having this in my office. I'm having this in this question. We had it kind of the last time. None of those maybe are unique specifically to summer, but it is certainly in the conversations I'm actively having. And I think, you know, for me, I kind of go, look, I don't know. I don't know if he drinks too much, or I don't know if you drink too much, or I don't know if this is okay, or if it's okay to use weed now and again. To me, it comes back to, like what are you asking for? Like if she's asking for him to stop drinking because it costs too much money, that's different than she's asking for him to stop drinking. And I don't know if she's actually asking him to stop drinking, but let's just say this is the thing, but because, he's not present. Those are different, right? Like if she says, oh, it costs too much, then he can go, well, you buy shoes, you know? But if she says, it means that you're not present with me, it means that we can't get stuff done. Maybe there's even something more severe. It means you're driving our kids under the influence, you know? There could be lots of different reasons, which is why I think on its own merits, this question that she's asking doesn't it deserves inquiry. It deserves drill down.
Like from her to say, what is it that is actually bothering you about him going out? Is it that he's not present for you during the hours that he's out with his friends? Is it because he's hungover the entire next day?
Yeah,
and
I'm useless.
Grumpy, and he's irritable, and you know he's not helpful around the house or whatever it might be.
But you know, honestly, you know, if part of what would be really good for him to do when he gets this pushback or when he gets this question from her is to go, hey, what is it that you're really asking me for? Like, what is it that is really going on here? Like, it'd be cool for him, like not just for her to do the hard, hard work of saying, this is why I'm concerned, but even for him to say, tell me a little bit about what's going on underneath of this. And that's a hard thing to do, particularly particularly if it puts you on defensiveness to be asked about your kind of your habits or your preferences. But
yeah,
you know, if it's not working for her, then it's not working for the relationship. And that is, that deserves inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. And I think it's, you know, it could be he's out drinking alcohol. It could be that he is at a 3-day golf tournament. Mr. Heck. It could be that he is.
Could be Tuesday.
Training, you know, like he's out on these long bike rides or.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting because I have had this conversation, the drill down, and what it came down to was things you never saw coming. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the alcohol. It was about, I actually don't like the person that you're spending time with. It's the person at the bar that you're spending time with because they're single. Their priorities are totally different from our priorities as a family or as Christians or as whatever it might be. And that was really hard, but that was a tough pill to swallow, but a conversation that they drilled down to because the partner was curious, because he didn't get defensive, because he said, what is this really about? Help me understand.
I wonder if it has something to do with what we were sort of joking about earlier, which is this idea that of control, like, are we going to relinquish enough control, or offer to relinquish enough control to actually do that? And I think in order to do that, you have to believe that you're doing that with another adult. Like, and we come back to this language quite a bit right now, but I think an alcohol is a really good example of something that allows you to sort of tap into your child, like, or maybe any substance or even, you know, gosh, even fantasy football or video games or whatever. Like it kind of lets you access some of this childishness or childlikeness. So it comes down to, do I trust you to be an adult? And, you know, in some cases, you know, adults need to look in the mirror and the mirror is their partner. And the partner says, hey, yeah, I think that there's a little too much going on here. I think that, or you might not notice, but our kids definitely are sad that they don't get to hang out with you on the weekends or whatever it is. But that does come from, like, you know, if you're going to be a person who is thinking about or exerting control, you need to do that as an adult, but also you need to be able to, like, expect your partner to behave like an adult in response.
Can I ask you a question about control? Because I'm quite aware that I really like control. It's something that, I mean, I'll just state it at that, but in your relationship, how do you show up? Like, do you find yourself to be someone that, likes control, has a hard time giving up control? I mean, even in our own relationship, I think you and I have kind of shared that role. We've traded over the years.
Yeah, I definitely have. The way I think I describe it right now is I want to control the things I want to control, which of course is a very controlling thing. But that has also meant that I have had to like open my hand up and let go of a lot of things. It sort of goes to this thing that I will say every once in a while is that if everything's a 10, then nothing's a 10.
Right.
So if I'm trying to control everything all the time, then it's very easy to dismiss me. And I actually like talking about this because it's part of the research anyway, and you'll know this, but we can tell people, like, it comes from this, piece of the study that's around domestically violent men. Domestically violent men like to say no. So she'll say, hey, I'm thinking about switching peanut butter because our kid doesn't like this peanut butter. Is that okay? No. I want to go out with my girls tonight. Can I do that? No. Hey, we need a little more, I need to put gas in the car. Can I have $30? No. Like there's just this thing. And so what happens is these guys, they think that they're exerting control, but she is figuring out how to, by the extra peanut butter and hide it in a different pantry. Mm-hmm. Or she's figuring out how to go ahead and get the gas she needs with the money that she's skimming off of the thing. Or she's making time with her girlfriends, but after he's asleep or something mm-hmm. like that. Like she's finding and ways around. So he thinks he has all this control, but he actually has very little because she's finding ways around him. And so in that case, it's like, if everything's a 10, then everything's a zero because you think that everything is, you know, you're managing it, but you're not. Mm-hmm. And so in my growth, I think I can claim that I've had to learn how to let go of stuff that I wanted to have control over, thought I wanted to have control of, and then just sort of have less. But if I care about something, I care about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so I found that about you.
It's sort of like, okay, no big deal, but this is a big deal. And so I needed to go in that sort of direction. And I think we're negotiating that sort of constantly, and it changes, you know, stuff I used to care about, I don't care about anymore. And stuff I didn't used to care about, I care about now. And same thing happens with her. And,
One thing that I have had couples kind of just get in the habit of doing is like, hey, honey, what do you want to have for dinner tonight? I don't care. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you not care? Mm-hmm. I'm like a 3. Okay. Awesome. Because I'm like a 9.5 in the opinion department today mm-hmm. about what goes into my body and what I fuel my body with. So I'm going to go ahead and say we're having Indian tonight. And I've had couples do that. And the pushback that I got was exactly what you're talking about, which is if I care about everything, say it one more time.
If everything's a 10, everything's a zero.
Exactly. If everything's a 10.
So what you're doing is you're going, well, this is a 9.5 for me and it's a 3 for you. So I got a +6.5. Can we just go this way? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then,
but the pushback that I got from this partner was that's not going to work in our household because she's a 10 on everything. Everything is, she feels strongly about the toilet paper roll in which mm-hmm. direction it goes. She feels strongly about, you know, the type of milk.
There is in fact a right way to put the toilet paper on.
It's behind, right? The roll, it's behind.
No,
you pull from behind.
Front. No. Yeah, 100%. Unless you have a cat, it's from in front.
Why wouldn't it be from behind?
Because it's not. That's wrong. So the flap is in the front, unless you have a cat, because the cat will come up and roll it all off. But if you
and
have a cat,
I will
you can
tell
turn.
You that I'm like a 2. I don't care. I honestly don't care. But that's if like you're a 10 on me, the toilet sure. paper roll, then I would do it for you.
It's weird, the stuff I care about, but absolutely, yes. If I will turn a roll around. But here's the other thing. I'll turn the roll around. I'll just turn it around. I won't make it a thing. Like I won't like talk to anybody about it or shame anybody or make it a problem. I'll just turn it around because I mm-hmm. care more than other people. But actually, I love that we've kind of landed here. I had this conversation yesterday with a couple who was in the parking lot at Whole Foods. They were going over to their kind of family, extended family's house. They were responsible for bringing food. He was like, I just want to go in, get a bunch of food. We'll take it. Everybody will eat what they have. And she's like, no, we need to make sure everybody gets exactly what they want. Like we're going to go to the sandwich counter. We're going to take orders. Da, da, da. So clearly very different philosophy of how to go to Whole Foods.
Totally.
And they're like, what do we do? And I was like, let me ask you this very plain question. Do you want to get in a fight about a grocery store? No, they don't.
Yeah. I really want to interject and just wonder like, where was it? Did you have a booth set up in the parking lot that said free couples therapy? And this,
no, this was my couple in my practice telling me about their trip to Whole Foods.
Oh, they were telling you, I thought, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not like I'm Lucy like with my little present. Like advice, 5 cents.
Yeah. Here's, you know? Yeah.
No. So they're like, so how do we fix it? I go, it's super easy. You go rock, paper, scissors, shoot, mm-hmm. paper wins. And you go and you do the thing that the paper winner got, because again, it's sort of, but this idea of you can be correct or you can be connected, you can be right or you can be married. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, when I'll extend this a little further. What we ended up doing, the three of us ended up doing, was that I ran them through a values exercise.
Yeah.
And they ended up with all these values that were very noble, generous, artistic, inspired kinds of values about their relationship. This is mm-hmm. what really matters to us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's lovely. How much of that were you thinking about in the parking lot at Whole Foods? None of it. They were thinking about control, which is not a value. It's just an impulse.
I don't know. I think if I was the female, like looking at this situation, I'm just going to play the backstory for him. He mm-hmm. just wanted to be stress-free. That was like, he was like, I don't want this to be a big deal.
To get there on time. They were late.
Oh, okay. 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 So he was like, I really want to get there on time. I want to minimize my anxiety because my anxiety goes up when I'm late. This is the
respect our people.
Too. oh, okay. All right. So he wants to respect them. Then she on the other side is like, no, I'm a caretaker. I want people to feel taken care of. I want them to feel special.
Yeah.
I want everyone to feel like I was thinking about them. So I think that you could, in that moment, I think they actually were working from a place of their values. But maybe, I mean, who has time in the middle of the Whole Foods parking lot to say like, where's your value system right now?
Yeah. Let's take a look at our cards.
Can you tell me what's underneath? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do like the simpleness of, okay, this is a solvable problem that we need to make in 10 minutes, rock, mm-hmm. paper, shoot. That mm-hmm. needs to be.
Or you're going to have like hundreds of those. You're going to have hundreds of those arguments. Like you have hundreds of arguments in the parking mm-hmm. lot of Whole Foods. So if you solve all of them with rock, paper, scissors, you're going to win half the time. You're going to win half the time. That's just going to be the thing. And then we stay
really
connected.
Good modeling.
What's that?
As parents, where it's like the two of them are just kind of like, hey, I want to get this. I want to get this. All right, rock, paper, scissors. Let's do it. You think that's good modeling for our children?
I think it can be. I mean, the way we did it in our house again a little bit later, when the girls were, we'd always argue about who was going to ride in the front seat. Yeah. And it was shotgun. And oh, you said it inside the house. And you can't say shotgun inside the house. You have to, this big argument. Mother, and you always. And I was like, look, odd day, even day. If it's an odd day, you're riding in the front. If it's an even day, you're riding in the front. We never argued about it again.
Great.
Like it was, they look at their watch. I go, it's the 21st. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
We're done. And I think this is the art of just sort of solving the solvable problems.
Yes.
Because that it actually just frees up a bunch of time. It's more efficient mm-hmm. to play rock, paper, scissors mm-hmm. than it is to like, and then to feel bitter about it, you know?
Well, because I also like it because it brings an element of play into the relationship.
Mm.
Right. I'm
yes. ding, ding, ding. I'm yeah. all about play right now. Like I'm actually writing a, doesn't matter. I can tell you about it later, but, I have a whole thing.
Cause if you say something, then you're going to have to commit to producing
commit
it.
Commit to it. Yeah. And I don't okay. commit to things I'm not going to do.
Oh, okay.
Like Iron Man's.
Hey, I didn't get up
you're
to swim this
you
morning,
are.
But I, have you seen my Strava lately? I'm blowing
this
it up.
This is the third thing in a row. No, I opted out of Strava cause some lady was stalking me and I just said, I don't want to do this anymore.
I would stalk you too. You're handsome.
I'm doing my 850th ride today on my Peloton.
I don't know how you get so many rides in. I think you ride three times a day for 15 minutes and that's how you get those.
I do a warm up. I do a 5 minute warm up. I do a yeah. full ride of some sort. And then I do a 5 minute cool down. So I do about three a day. And sometimes I'll do a fourth okay. one if the middle rides are short.
Okay. All yeah. right. So that's how you're up to like 850.
Mm-hmm. And I let Hannah know and she's going to yell at me today.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Hey,
she's gonna
let's land this plane though. I think we did a good job. I'm going off to the bachelorette party.
Okay.
I'm taking my Green Chef. I'm okay. taking my Dame products.
Nice.
Yep. And then I'm going to ask my son
Wait,
to eat his
Oh, you're giving away your
vitamins.
Dame products. I was like, maybe leave those at home because.
No.
But it's a
okay.
gift. Gotcha.
Hold on. I will say this is the best advice that I gave every female ever on a business trip. You always take an individual business trip where it's just you ladies. You always take your personal marital enhancement device. Because nothing relieves stress better than your own special product. you're like not going to comment on that one. That's why I do these Dame commercials.
That's why you
alone.
Talk about this. so, all right, we're going to land this plane, and then yeah. we're gonna. Is there anything else that we wanted to do? We gave a shout out to the people who are not getting $100. We told a couple of really lame dad jokes, and now we're going on vacation. Have fun.
All right. See ya. I'll be back Sunday, which is my birthday, and
right
I would like a present for
I'll
me.
Try to
Thank
remember.
You. Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. If you haven't yet dropped us any sort of a review, go on to where you listen to our podcast and review Marriage Therapy Radio. We would love to hear what you're enjoying about it. That's how others find podcasts so that they can listen to it is by reading the reviews, looking at the stars. And if you ever have questions, you can send it to info@marriagetherapyradio. Thanks for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.